This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday during the trip to Poland that Ukrainian troops could pull out of Bakhmut if they were at risk of being cut off. Ukrainian military commanders have stressed the importance of holding Bakhmut and other cities prior to an anticipated counteroffensive. Reuters correspondent Emma J. Lee reports.
Bakhmut in Ukraine's Donetsk province has proven one of the bloodiest and longest battles of Russia's invasion. Kyiv's forces have held out against a Russian onslaught with heavy losses on both sides. The city has been reduced to ruins after months of fighting. However, Ukraine's deputy defense minister later said the situation at the front was, quote, completely under control, despite repeated Russian attempts to take Bakhmut and other cities.
That was Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. North Korea on Thursday accused the U.S. and South Korea of escalating tensions to the brink of nuclear war through their joint military drills involving American strategic assets. State-run news agency KCNA said Pyongyang vows to respond with offensive action. U.S. and South Korean forces have been conducting a series of annual springtime exercises since March, including air and sea drills involving a U.S. aircraft carrier and high-altitude bombers, and their first large-scale amphibious landing drills in 5 years. China sent warships through waters around Taiwan on Thursday as it vowed a resolute response to the island's president meeting U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen held talks with McCarthy in Los Angeles on Wednesday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. She said the meeting proved the self-ruled island was not isolated on the international stage. Beijing had repeatedly warned both sides the meeting should not take place and deployed an aircraft carrier through waters near Taiwan hours before the talks went ahead. This is VOA News. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense said on Thursday morning that three additional warships were detected in waters separating the island from mainland China. China claims Taiwan has its own territory and has promised to bring the island under its control, even by force. A U.S. federal appeals court has denied an appeal by former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo Manrique to stop his extradition to his native country to face corruption charges. Toledo filed for a stay on his extradition pending a legal challenge to the U.S. State Department's decision to send him back to Peru. The 77-year-old Toledo, who was Peru's president from 2001 to 2006, was arrested in July 2019 at his home in Menlo Park, California. He is accused of taking $20 million in bribes from Odebrecht, a giant Brazilian construction company that is admitted to engaging in bribery throughout the region. Toledo argued that Peru hadn't submitted a charging document or shown probable cause. But the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said in its ruling Wednesday that Peruvian prosecutors have filed charging documents that are sufficient to support Toledo's extradition. The United Nations said Wednesday that it condemns in the strongest terms the Taliban's decision to prohibit Afghan women from working for the world body in Afghanistan, calling the ban unlawful and unacceptable. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
In a statement, the UN office in Kabul said the decision constitutes an unparalleled violation of women's rights and a flagrant breach of humanitarian principles. It said all national staff, women and men, have been instructed not to report to the office until further notice, and added that several staff members have already experienced restrictions on their movements, including harassment, intimidation, and detention. The Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August of 2021 upon the departure of the U.S.-led coalition. Since then, women have been banned from accessing higher education and many government jobs and public spaces. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The use of coal continues to climb worldwide despite promises to slash it. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
The burning of coal for electricity, cement, steel, and other uses went up in 2022. Despite global promises to phase down the fuel that's the biggest source of planet-warming gases in the atmosphere. According to a report by Global Energy Monitor, the coal fleet grew by 19.5 gigawatts last year. That's enough to light up around 15 million homes, with nearly all of the newly commissioned coal projects in China. China accounted for 92% of all new coal projects announced. The report said that the increase comes at a time when the world...
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.